apprenticeships. They keep growing and growing in popularity like Topsy, and they certainly boost as nearly as half of businesses that have a boost for a whole range of things in a recent survey, which suggests that half of current businesses are making plans to take on an apprentice, which is great news, and to actually celebrate that, plus provide some information in terms of how to get involved with the whole thing as well, no doubt. We're delighted to welcome from the National Apprenticeship Service the fabulous Harminder Matharu. Harminder, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. So, excellent news here, because 44% of businesses in the country are planning to take on apprentices in the next 5 years. I mean, it looks as though, as I said at the start, the apprenticeship thing shows no sign of lacking in any way, shape or form.
Absolutely. We've been working with businesses across the country to develop more and more apprenticeship occupational areas, whereby the breadth of what's on offer is much, much more than what's typically known.
In terms of small, medium enterprises, those wonderful SMEs, etc., a recent independent study by the pollster organisation ICM has brought up the news that over one-fifth, or 20% of SMEs, plan to take on one or more apprentices in the next 12 months. As you rightly said, this tends to vary in terms of, obviously, career outcomes, because I think traditionally most people, when we start talking about apprentices, seem to think about the heavy industries or the manufacturing industries, or possibly crafts and various other things. But in terms of actually doing apprenticeships, it's literally right across the board, isn't it?
That's absolutely correct. There are over 170 different occupational areas, anything ranging from what you've just stated, you know, the engineering and plumbing, anything up to accountancy, creative and digital media, business administration, legal, and so on. So typically, routes that were traditionally graduate entry are now open through apprenticeship routes as well.
This is the 7th National Apprenticeship Week. There don't seem to be any signs of it actually slowing down. Do you think this is going to become a fixture in terms of people being aware of National Apprenticeship Week to raise the profile and raise the awareness that apprenticeships take place?
Definitely. We work with a multitude of partners across the country. That's in the delivery space, through government, through private sector. And it's great to see we have fabulous activity and events taking place right across the country involving apprentices and businesses in every sector.
Again, from the survey, we see that over half, 54% of young people surveyed said that they would like to do an apprenticeship if one was available. That might be, I suppose, in anything from world of the media right the way through to some of the other more traditional ones. What's the best way of finding out if an apprenticeship if an apprenticeship scheme is available in a particular sort of area you want to work in?
Anyone wishing to find an apprenticeship should go to the National Apprenticeship website, and there is something called Apprenticeship Vacancies online. They can register and search and apply. It's very easy to use. They can search in their local area. They can search by an employer name or an occupational area.
It's also important to note that this is not necessarily an easy route forward, but in terms of quality of staff and companies and so on, it's an opportunity to make that fit between the prospective company. Obviously, we hear a great deal about skills shortages, etc., but this is an opportunity to obviously take somebody on board and really sort of grow the talent within the company, which has to be a win-win for the company in question, doesn't it?
Definitely. There's a lot of flexibility available within the actual apprenticeship program itself. So an employer or a business can actually work with a quality approved training provider or a college to actually design their program to meet their needs.
And does that mean that from the company's perspective, it's becoming a lot easier to hire apprentices and to offer apprenticeships? So from that perspective, it actually helps the whole process in a kind of virtuous circle.
Absolutely. There's so much support available out there. The National Apprenticeship Service has a dedicated support service to both large businesses and to small and medium-sized businesses. Information is available on our website, and there is also funding support available to the small business community through the Age 16 to 24 grant, whereby small businesses can benefit from a grant subsidy towards their costs.
Which has obviously got to be good news from that perspective. A little bit of an interesting question from the point of view of the National Apprenticeship Service. Do you ever get people actually wanting to be apprentices to the National Apprenticeship Service scheme?
Yes. I mean, as an organisation, we're part of the Skills Funding Agency, and we've got around about 40 apprentices across the country in a range of subject areas from marketing and communications, business administration, IT, and finance. So it works really well. So, you know, we kind of hope to lead by example, and we do, and I can't see that changing for the foreseeable.
Absolutely. And Harminder, coming to the end at this particular stage, the best web address, obviously, to go to, we've mentioned it once, but I think it's worthwhile just mentioning again, if people are interested in actually finding out about the National Apprenticeship Service, where in the web do they go?
It's apprenticeships.org.uk.
Harminder, it's been fantastic just sharing some thoughts with your good self about the National Apprenticeship Service, and we wish you all the very best, and hopefully we'll speak again very soon.
Thank you very much.